Yesterday, I was on the Kitsap newspaper website looking at some stories over there, and I saw this ad for this cover band, and I'm like, what? They're playing at the Point Casino in Kingston, and the name of the band, this tribute band, is called Boss Sticks. It's B-O-S-T-Y-X, like Sticks.
And Boston.
And Boston in front of it. So
I like it.
I guess it's a combination of Boston and Sticks, and I looked them up a little bit to...
I'm sure if you can sing the Boston, you can sing the Sticks.
Yeah, right? Because there's the high parts. Mm-hmm. Like if you just heard Light Up and hearing that voice, you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I can hear that guy singing Peace of Mind. Some guy formerly of Boston. Now it says the former lead vocalist of Boston. And by that, I mean it's a guy named David Victor, according to the bio, who was Boston's lead vocalist on the Summer 2012 and 2014 tours.
Okay,
so this wasn't the vintage Boston era.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, that guy is like the lead singer of the band. So they play Boston songs, and then they also play Stick songs. And I
can see it.
I guess,
yeah,
I don't know if they're a new act that's out there or what. But
I love the name. I love the tribute band name. And we were talking the other day, we were saying we heard some Eddie Money in there too. And I said, there's got to be an Eddie Money tribute band. And if there isn't, somebody's about to make some money. Pardon the pun. But then they said, you found a guy named Edward Currency.
Eddie Currency or Edward Currency.
Edward Currency.
And he got to open up for the real Eddie Money.
He did.
On a gig.
And so I thought, I'm going to find some cover band names that I like. There's one of the Foo Fighters. The Foe Fighters, F-O-U-X, the Foe Fighters, Nearly Dan for Steely Dan. I like this one. It's an Iron Maiden tribute. Well, the Iron Maidens is good, but High on Maiden. If you say High on Maiden.
High on Maiden, okay.
The Rolling Clones. I can't imagine they get away with that.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Oh, that's good.
Narvana.
Now, have you heard of those guys?
No, I'm not sure where they're from. Pete Loaf. Some dude named Pete does a tribute to Meatloaf, and it's called Pete Loaf.
I don't know what's more frightening, the notion of eating something called Pete Loaf or listening to a band named Pete Loaf.
There's a Loverboy cover band named Coverboy. You got to like that. How about this one? It's an ABBA tribute band, John. ABBA tribute band called Bjorn Again.
Yeah, I like that.
I actually went and saw this band in Seattle what's the name of that place? The Off Ramp or whatever it's called now. They're an all-female Black Sabbath tribute band. Okay. Called Black Sabbath. And they were good.
All right, you want to hear some Pete Loaf?
Sure.
Now, this is from Britain's Got Talent from a few years ago. The guy, he's a big guy. He actually physically favors Meat Loaf. Okay, so now this isn't him. This is the woman who's coming in and singing the, I don't know, who's it, Ellen Foley who sings this part?
Yeah, there he is.
I won't do.
You raise me up.
Anything for love, but I won't do that.
I mean, if we're going to go with body style, too, there's Mini Kiss. Remember that?
Mini Kiss.
Yeah. And speaking of bigger guys, I was never a real big fan of the band The Misfits, but there was a tribute band called The Misfats, and they're all big dudes playing Misfits songs called The Misfats.
That's good. I think my favorite, though, is Pete Loaf. I think it's... And you know what? I think it's better than the actual Meat Loaf.
God!
Yeah. I think I'd rather take a serving of Pete Loaf right now than Meat Loaf.